Bedtime Bites presents The Friendly Ghosts Trick or Treat Adventure. In a cozy little house at the end of Maple Street lived a young girl named Jade. She had bright green eyes that sparkled like emeralds and a mop of curly red hair that bounced when she walked. Jade loved Halloween more than any other holiday, and this year she was beyond excited to dress up as a brave pirate captain. As the sun began to set on Halloween evening, Jade put on her striped shirt, puffy pants, and shiny black boots. She placed a feathered hat atop her head and grabbed her plastic sword, ready for a night of trick-or-treating. Just as she was about to leave her room, Jade heard a soft whisper, "Sst, can I come too?" She spun around, searching for the source of the voice. To her amazement, a small glowing figure floated near her bookshelf. "Oh," Jade gasped, "are you a ghost?" The little ghost nodded, his translucent form shimmering in the dim light. "I'm Whisper," he said with a gentle smile. "I've always wanted to go trick-or-treating, but I've been too shy. Would you mind if I joined you tonight?" Jade's eyes widened with wonder. "Of course you can come," she exclaimed. "But won't people be scared of a real ghost?" Whisper chuckled, a sound like tinkling bells. "Don't worry," he said. "Most people will think I'm just wearing a costume, like you." And so the unlikely pair set off into the cool autumn night. As they walked down Maple Street, Jade noticed how Whisper seemed to glow brighter with excitement at each house they visited. At the first house, an old lady with grey hair answered the door. "Trick or treat," Jade and Whisper chorused. The woman smiled, dropping candies into Jade's bag. She paused when she saw Whisper, squinting her eyes. "My, what a realistic ghost costume," she exclaimed, reaching out to give Whisper a treat. To her surprise, her hand passed right through him. Whisper giggled, and the old lady's eyes widened in astonishment. "Why, I do believe we have a real ghost in our midst," she said with a twinkle in her eye. "How delightful. Here, have an extra piece of candy for your friend, dear," she told Jade with a wink. As they continued their adventure, Jade and Whisper encountered all sorts of Halloween sights. They saw children dressed as superheroes, princesses, and monsters. Jack-o'-lanterns grinned from porches, and fake cobwebs stretched across bushes. At one house, a group of older kids were huddled together, looking scared. "We heard this house is haunted," one of them whispered. "We're too afraid to go up there." Jade looked at Whisper and grinned. "Don't worry," she told the kids. "We'll go first." As they approached the spooky house, Whisper floated ahead. He did a little twirl in the air and let out a friendly boo. The older kids gasped, then burst into laughter when they realized it was just part of the Halloween fun. "See?" Jade said. "Not all ghosts are scary. Some are really nice." As the night went on, Jade and Whisper's candy bags grew heavier. They shared jokes and stories, becoming fast friends. Whisper told Jade about all the interesting things he'd seen in his ghostly travels, and Jade shared her favorite Halloween memories. When they reached the last house on the street, they were in for a surprise. The door was opened by a kind-looking woman surrounded by a soft, otherworldly glow. She smiled warmly at Jade and Whisper. "Hello, little ones," she said in a voice like a gentle breeze. "I see you've made a new friend, Whisper." Whisper's eyes lit up. "Mama," he exclaimed. "I didn't know you'd be here tonight." The ghost woman nodded. "I thought I'd join in the Halloween fun too, and I'm so glad to see you found such a wonderful friend to share it with." Jade beamed with pride, realizing she had helped Whisper overcome his shyness and have a magical Halloween.